Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you know that you can pray a wonderful prayer according to the Word, pleasing to God, and then get up and 2 hours later completely undo it with your mouth? You can undo your prayers with complaining talk, complaining mouth. If you're griping about things, if you're complaining about a thing, you are not in faith about that thing. If you're in faith, you're going to be talking good about it. You're going to, even if it's not that way, you'll be calling those things that be not as though they were. You'll be thanking God for hearing you. Thanking God for it changing. I don't care if your spouse just acted like a heathen for 3 days in a row. You'll say, she's a good woman. I'm telling you, God's blessed me. She's a good woman. Don't say, well, she never shuts up. No, that's the wrong thing. You say, she's a woman of discretion. She's a good woman. Gracious. Knows when to talk, when not to talk. Knows how to handle herself. And somebody laughs and says, you're talking about somebody else.
That's not faith.
That's not faith. And you're in God's way. You are in God's way. Your words are stout against Him to work and help them. My man's a good man. Ladies, he makes good decisions. He leads the family well. I don't care if he took you and the kids into the ditch the last 12 times. Speak words of faith over him. Amen. Speak words of faith over him. Speak words of faith over her. Speak words of faith over your children. Amen. Well, they were on a drunk for 3 days. I don't know what they're taking now. They act so crazy. That does no good. This is how you talk. I prayed for that boy. God's on his case. He's going to come to God. He's going to serve God. Amen. Amen. The devil is bound, can't take his life. God's favor and protection is over him. I surround him with love and faith. He will serve the Lord. She will serve the Lord. They will do what they're made to do. Now you got to say that when they're laying in the floor throwing up on themselves. Did you hear me? See, anybody can look at the problem and go, I can't take this anymore. I've had it up to here with it. I've done everything I know to do and it's just hopeless. Unsaved people can do that. People who don't even believe in God do that. Be strong. Be a pillar. Be able to look through all the junk. And you got feelings, you got emotions, but be able to look through all of it and go, no, this doesn't move me. In fact, none of these things move me. I've talked to God about this. He heard me. He and I have already discussed this. And you're serving God. Amen. They're going to serve God. Now, you can't make them. God's not going to make them. But your faith will lead them to the point of enlightenment and decision so that they see it clear and they know what they're supposed to do. And even if they say, no, I'm not going to do it. And they run away. You say, no. God's on their case. I'm believing they're going to serve God. He will bring them back to that place again. Yes. Amen. He'll show them clearly, give them the opportunity. And if they say no and run away, as long as there's breath, there's hope. You just stay on it. Yes. And God will bring them back. If it takes 1,000 times, He'll bring them back. Amen. Till they say yes. But He must have faith out of you and I to give Him legal right to do these things. Said out loud, all things. Without Murmuring. Or disputing. No griping, no complaining, no arguing, strife. That lets the enemy in. He said, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, verse 17, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. You know, you ought to read through Philippians sometime and circle every time you see the word joy or rejoice. It'll take you a red pen. And if you know, you ought to be able to mark in your Bible. Man, mine is marked good. Gracious, I mean, I've been marking everywhere. I got marks everywhere. When the Lord says something, you ought to write it down, write you a note in there and circle and write your definitions in and all that kind of thing. You ought to have a Bible that you're using, a working Bible. If you keep marking that one you got, we'll put it on the coffee table and dust it once in a while and buy you another one that you can write in. Right? And you'll see that it's just red circles everywhere. Joy, joy, rejoice, glad, rejoice, joy, joy. And you almost forget that the man is sitting in a jail cell writing this, looking perhaps at his execution coming up right away. Eating jail food. Cold, damp jail cell. Restricted, perhaps maltreated. And he keeps talking about rejoicing. Oh, friend, that's the spirit of faith. Even if his body was incarcerated on the outside, his spirit was free on the inside. Hallelujah. And even though everything around him could make him feel gloomy and down, the joy in him overcame that. And he had joy in jail. Everybody say joy in jail.
Joy in jail.
If he could have joy in jail, you could have joy at your house. Yeah. Right? You could have joy at your job. Yeah. Can't you? Yeah. He goes, well, I ain't got nothing to be happy about. You're confused.
Yeah.
You are confused. You've been listening to the wrong voices.
Yeah.
You've got a lot to be thankful for. You've got a lot to be glad about. Just got to think about the right things. Talk about the right things. Keep reading. He said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. That he might be of good comfort when? When he knew what condition they're in. He's interested in them, isn't he? He's not telling them about his state. Notice you'd never read a letter from Paul. Come on now, guys. Y'all got to pray. I'm hurting in here. This is awful. Y'all not praying enough for me. Y'all not doing enough. Y'all ought to be out taking up some money to get me out of here. See if we can bribe somebody or something. It's y'all just don't know what I'm going through in here. Do you ever hear any of that in the letters of Paul? No, and you won't either. Because he's a man of faith, and faith people don't talk like that. I said, faith people don't talk like that.
Amen.
Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. Why do I need to know? Now, hold on to your chair tonight, because I'm going to take you some places. And if you didn't like that statement, then you certainly need to pay attention. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. Why do I need to know? Why should I know? Why should somebody else know? Now keep that in mind. Let's keep reading. He said that I may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him, Timothy, that as a son with the Father, he served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus. Epi. My brother. Brother Epi. And companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. Now let's identify who Brother Epi is for just a minute here. Paul said he is a brother of mine, so we know he's saved. And he's a companion in labor and a fellow soldier. The implication here is that he's in the ministry. And that he, one word here, another translation uses the word comrade. Comrade in arms and comrade in work. He calls this man a fellow worker with him. And he said, he's your messenger. Now the word messenger is from the same word like apostle. It means sent one. Somebody who sent. Another way of saying that is your sent one. The one you sent and he that what? Ministered to my wants. So he was sent from this church of Philippi, I suppose, to Rome, where the Apostle Paul was in jail. And he was sent to minister to the Apostle Paul. And if you turn over to the fourth chapter, you see another phrase that gives further clarification. He said, verse 14, "You have well done that you did communicate with my affliction." He's referring to lack. Lack is called affliction. "You Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only." That's both a good thing for them and a bad thing for all the other churches. Where were the other churches that God used Paul to start? Why weren't they supporting this man of God? Where were they at? Another real thought here, when God deals with you to do something, do it. You may be the only one who obeys. I've seen it. That's one reason God keeps using some of the same people over and over again, because other folk are not obeying and he knows they will. And sometimes, you know, a person that gets used again and again, sometimes on the thing, they were the fourth one he dealt with or the 12th one he dealt with. People don't have to obey God. When God deals with people to do things, they don't have to obey. But God is faithful to people believing him. If this person doesn't obey, you can count on God. He'll find somebody who will. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Epaphroditus, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1226. That's R-1226. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.